Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
G'day guys, it is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back with another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. We're back again, guys. We're flying now, so to speak. We're nearing training camp. I think it actually starts on Sunday for the Pelicans, being Sunday US time. So probably just before we have kicked off, we've got a big week ahead with a few guests coming up today. Just me. We've had a bit of information come out during the week, being the schedule was released, the Christmas Day schedule was released, and the training camp team was also finalized. We've also had a whole heap of interviews with various guys who have had some media availability. So we've had a bit of information come out, which has been good, and it's been exciting to hear from these guys, especially the younger guys who have really, had another year of training under their belt. With all the lockdown, they've had a lot of time to get in the gym and get themselves healthy, get themselves prepared. And it was nice to see these guys, more from young, teenagers and amateur athletes, and they've really transformed into these professionals. So it was great to hear from those guys, such as Nikhil, Jackson Hayes, even Lonzo, he's been around a little while longer. Zion, it was good to hear from. B.I. after signing the big contract as well, the big 5-year deal. That was really fantastic to hear as well, as we talked about with Andrew Lopez last episode. So, there's a bit to chat about. Before we get into it, I'd like to thank the sponsors, which manscaped.com. Use HoopBall20 at checkout. You can get the Lawnmower 3.0 and a whole heap of other stuff over there. So head over and check them out. Tell them HoopBall sent you by using HoopBall20 at checkout. 20% off, free shipping. Can't go wrong. ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/hoopball. That'll take you there. They're the best VPN that you can get, so make sure you go and use them. We wouldn't plug them if we didn't believe in them. So go and jump on that if you need that, especially with all the blackouts and the like. If you need to relocate temporarily to somewhere else, well, ExpressVPN will protect all your data and make sure you can get the best experience. And of course, mybookie.ag, good friends of the show and of HoopBall. Make sure you go and check them out. They're always great fun. They do a deposit match. They've got a whole heap of different things. They run a daily blackjack competition, which is free, so you can win free money if you're any good at blackjack. Yeah, a bit of fun. But of course, gamble responsibly. We don't want to muck around and burn more than you want. So look after yourselves when you're doing that. But make sure you head over if you want to have a bit of a flutter. Go and do it over there. Finally, before we get into what we're going to chat about today, we're going to have a talk about the Fantasy Pass, HoopBall 360, the different plans that we've got. Head over to hoop-ball.com, grab yourself one of them, do yourself a favor. Fantasy draft season is firing up. I've got a few going on at the moment, and it has been hectic. If you don't have the Brewski 150, you're already behind, so make sure you go and grab that at a minimum. $4.99, I think, is the base plan. Locks in for 6 months. Works out cheaper than if you were to buy a standalone product like the Brewski 150 or the Draft Guide. In this plan, you get everything. all that you want. You get wager pass, you get the Brewski 150, you get the draft guide, all of the tools that are in the back end to help you, whether it's the dynasty stuff or and the like. So go and grab all of that. And yeah, if you have any dramas, you can message us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Hit up any of the guys. We'll always respond and try to get that sorted. So, enough housekeeping. We'll, you know where the doors on the plane are. You can in an emergency, you can find your way out. We're going to get into it. So, first things first, over the weekend, I purchased a copy of Stephen Adams' book, his autobiography, My Life, My Fight. Currently halfway through that, so in coming episodes we're going to have a chat about that. Very interesting from a high level read in the beginning. His background, growing up in Rotorua in New Zealand, one of 16 arguably kids based on his book and his depending on what sister you ask. So really enlightening, and a guy that grew up with a very wholesome family, a very large family, and had his share of adversity growing up. So, interesting book. If you get a chance, go and have a read, and you get an insight into our new centre in the Pelicans. I can see on the internet there's a whole heap of New Zealand fans who have now jumped on New Orleans as well, which is great. He's always been a big advocate of New Zealand basketball, so happy to have our neighbours in New Zealand represented in the NBA, just like the Aussies are now with Will Magne. A two-way player, which we signed out of the Brisbane Bullets, which is starting to become a bit of an NBA factory. But, yeah, we'll talk about him a little bit later on when we talk about the team. So, make sure you go grab one of those books. We'll have a chat about it. If you want to tweet me about it, feel free. I just grabbed it off Amazon, I think. And, yeah, that was good enough. Rocked up in a couple of days, and now we're giving it a bit of a churn out. So, importantly, the first port of call that we're going to start with is the 2020-21 schedule that's been released. So, the schedule's come out. They're only releasing it in two halves. So, the first half of the season has been released, and that starts on the 23rd of December at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's against Toronto. So, it's away. We start away the first two games. So, we're away against Toronto, and then on the 25th, being Christmas, with the opening game, 11 a.m. Central Time, against Miami, or at Miami. So, we get 19 national television games, and that includes TNT, ESPN, and NBA TV. So, pretty big props. They must think that Zion and B.I. and the guys are a real draw card, because they wouldn't put them on TV that much when you've got some other young sides which are being overlooked, I suppose, and you're hearing a lot of carry-on from their fan bases that are not going to see them on national TV. If you've got the local cable or league pass, well, you'll be able to watch whatever show you wanted anyway, whatever game. So that'll be good to see. High-level review of the schedule. It's tough. So this is from the 23rd of December right through to the 4th of March, and then they'll release the rest of the games after that. They are talking that the final game of the finals will be the 22nd of July, so we've clawed it back. It'll be a 72-game season. Need to be aware, though, that we don't know how this is going to work outside the bubble. They've started testing. There was 46 confirmed COVID cases in the players and staff so far. So that'll be something they'll have to have a look at. If we're looking at the NFL season, you know, they're losing games, they're getting postponed. Teams are going in without quarterbacks, specific players, because of the COVID. As soon as you get your cop it, you're out. You've got to have a rest. You've got to go and recover. It's so contagious. So, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the real world, the COVID, the life with COVID, I guess. So, this is the framework of the schedule, but is it going to change? We don't know. But perhaps if there's an outbreak and one of the teams cops it, you know, this could be postponed to the end of the year. But the base schedule at the moment is out. the first half of the season. This will take us up to the All-Star break. For all reports, there's no actual All-Star game this year. It's going to be postponed. I think it was due to be in Indiana. That's been pushed back until 2024. There will be other years, but that's just when they'll be giving it back, which is a shame for them, but that is the life that we live in. So, in terms, we'll do a quick run through of ones we could win, ones we could lose. Toronto's going to be tough. Miami's going to be tough. San Antonio is the first home game. That's on the 27th of December, 6 p.m. Central Time. Should be a good game. I think we could pull that out. I don't think San Antonio has any national games this year, which is tough for them. And, you know, what a fall from grace after 25 years in the playoffs straight and to miss it this year with the bubble. That is a shame. Then away for a couple of games, Phoenix and Oklahoma City. I think both those teams we could beat. They'll be tough, but I think something we could pull out. Then we get a bit of a home stretch. Toronto, Indiana, Oklahoma City, and Charlotte. And that'll take us through to the 8th of January. And then we're away. We go on a bit of a road trip. Dallas, LA Clippers, LA Lakers, Sacramento, Utah, and Minnesota. So that is from the 11th through to the 23rd of January. Tough West Coast trip. There's a few teams there that are going to be tough to beat. And, you know, you've got the upstart teams as well. So, you know, Phoenix are going to be improved. Sacramento is going to be improved. Minnesota just got another number one draft pick. Added D'Angelo Russell in the offseason. It'll be interesting to see what they're like. Utah, we don't know what beast they've got at the moment. Dallas is going to be improved. They won't have Porzingis until January, but because he's coming back from sore knee. But we'll see what happens there. They'll be tough to beat. Clippers and Lakers, of course, as well. Difficult. Then we get a bit of a homestand. San Antonio, Washington, Milwaukee, Houston, Sacramento, and Phoenix. And that's from the 25th of the 1st right through to the 3rd of Feb. A few games in there that we could hopefully pull out. I think Washington's going to be an interesting game. San Antonio, Milwaukee will be tough, but we'll give them a crack. Houston, we don't know what we're going to get with John Wall, James Harden, and DeMarcus Cousins. Would have been fantastic in 2013. Don't know what they're like in 2020. Indiana, single game away. Then we're back for two, Memphis-Houston. Three games away, Chicago-Dallas-Memphis. Then at home, Portland-Phoenix-Boston-Detroit. Milwaukee-San Antonio away. And then the remainder of the schedule is the last three, Utah-Chicago-Miami. So it's tough. It's going to be a tough West Coast battle for the most part. We've got a few East Coast games, but only a couple. So like Washington, Milwaukee, Indiana, Toronto a couple of times, Charlotte, Boston, Chicago there as well. You know, we're not going to have seen every team by the end of this schedule. So they're going to be hoping, I guess, that there's going to be a vaccine by then, and East Coast, West Coast travel will be easier and less, I suppose, risky in terms of carting the coronavirus around. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really, really good to see what happens here. They've got a great potential to beat some good sides and also just bank some wins. I think this half of the season or schedule, you need to make sure that you're banking those 50-50 wins. You need them in because we don't know where we're going to end up. We could end up with another bubble in Disneyland. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. So looking forward to seeing the guys play. 23rd December we kick off. So not opening night. I think there's only two games on opening night. The big game against Toronto, then Miami, who just lost the finals, as we know. And then all of those New Orleans fans can gear up for the 27th of December against San Antonio, 6 p.m. Not sure if they're going to have fans, haven't heard any of that, but should be very, very, very exciting. So next up, we're going to have a chat about the final team, the team that's going into training camp. So we've got a full side. Or thereabouts. All the numbers have been released as well. So number 12, Stephen Adams. Number 6, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. 21 is Raul Alkins. Number 0, Ike Agnabogu. 2 is Lonzo Ball. 5, Eric Bledsoe. 22, Tony Carr. 32, Wenyen Gabriel. Number 3 is Josh Hart. Number 10 is Jackson Hayes. Number 9, Willie Hernangómez. 14, B.I. 13, Kyra Lewis Jr. Number 25 is Will Magne. He's a two-way player out of Australia, as we talked about. Number 20, Nicolò Melli. Number 4, J.J. Redick. 15, Sindarius Thornwell. 19, Jared Uthoff. And number 1, Zion Williamson. That makes me feel old seeing the birth dates of some of these guys listed here. We've got a few 2000 guys. Zion and Jackson Hayes. Kyra Lewis Jr. is born in 2001. So I think my potential NBA career is over before it's probably a mature age recruit now and probably lacking the severe, well, have a severe lack of talent to be able to actually get in there. So that's not going to be happening. But good looking team. Couple of big men. Jackson Hayes is going to have to fight for his minutes this year with Willie coming in. Steven Adams is obviously going to take some minutes. Wenyen Gabriel, he proved a lot in the bubble. He came in and played well for Portland. And it's surprising, honestly, that they didn't keep him because he's a great player. And from all reports, he's a good bloke. Like, there's a story of him being in a taxi and this taxi driver was talking about how he didn't have any money. And so Wenyen Gabriel tipped him something like $3,000. Which for a young guy, you know, it's a lot of money. Even on your rookie deal, you're still getting a bit of cash. But $3,000's still a lot of money. It's a fair amount to tip your Uber driver. So good on young Wenyen Gabriel for doing that. I think that's a testament to his character. And good on him. So I'm glad we've got him on our side because guys like that, high character guys, are hard to come across, I reckon. And when you can get a young guy that's doing that off his own back, well, it's a testament to him. And good on him. So, pretty interesting little training camp roster. JJ Redick spoke to the media yesterday and was all the day before, and he's got a moustache now, which looks dashing, I might say. He's probably seen my profile picture. That's why he's gone and grown one. I'll take full credit for that. He's a bit nervous, I think, of Stan Van Gundy's training camp, but from all reports, it's going to be pretty brutal. I think they're going to do a whole heap of defensive training and they're going to be doing a bit of running. I think he sees this team as a running team. I think you have to. I think with the young players and the skills that they've got, the skill set that we've got, the open court's going to be phenomenal. I know Stan Van Gundy talked about focusing on Lonzo's transition game. He's one of the best guys at finding those guys in the open court, the guys running up the court and getting it to them. So looking forward to seeing him do that and really extending fast break opportunities and making sure that he can get those easy buckets up and down the court. If we get a turnover, get it up there. Zion's going to put it in. You can throw it full court and he'll catch the lob. So it's going to be interesting to see defense turning into offense. I think we were a bit of a shoot 'em up team last year with Alvin Gentry where it was a bit of a run and gun. Maybe it didn't work in the end. If you score 150 points, the other team scores 151, you lose. Whereas instead, like we talked with Andrew Lopez, he was saying, well, this team might result in a few wins where we don't score 100, where other teams don't score 100. You stop them scoring points, you can score points. All you need is one more and you win. So you don't need to hit a million threes to win games. You've just got to stop the other team from scoring. So looking forward to that. I think guys like Eric Bledsoe, Wenyen Gabriel, Josh Hart. These guys are good defensive players. Steven Adams, another guy. Nikhil's going to take another year. Lonzo's not a bad defender. I'm excited. I'm genuinely excited to see how this plays out. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So, a couple of highlights from the media availability that the guys have had. JJ's a bit nervous of the Stan Van Gundy training camp. He didn't know what he did to deserve this in year 15. He's been around the traps for a little while, but I think that's going to be perfect for the young guys. Nikhil talked about him being a bit of a drill sergeant, but again, it's all in jest, and I think they're all hungry to win. Jackson Hayes said he's put a bit of weight on. He's been working on his balance. Hopefully he buys into the system, and if he does win himself some minutes, well, he he uses them. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. Kyra, I think if we can get that speed going, he gets the turnovers down. He gets comfortable in the NBA, or the speed of the NBA game. He's going to be flying. So looking forward to that as well. And a couple of understated guys. Willie Hernangómez is a big guy. He's got a bit of outside touch, bit of inside touch. He's been around the league a couple of years now. They're saying four in the training camp roster. So he knows what this is like. He's a good vet. And I don't know how he'll go, but hopefully he wins a few minutes and does his thing. Steven Adams, we know what he's tried and true. He'll be good to have on the team. And Eric Bledsoe, of course, a good leader. Got to watch his press conference, and it is all about bringing in a defensive mindset, leading from the front, working hard. And I think he's excited to see what these young guys can do. There's some good talent. There's some really good talent on this team. So looking forward to seeing those guys develop and play some good basketball together. Anyway, big week ahead. We'll see what happens at the training camp. We're going to touch base with a few guests this week. So looking forward to that. Make sure you stay tuned. I'll keep reading Steven Adams' book. If you want, go and read it yourself. Should be good. I'm enjoying it so far. Really easy reading and informative. But I think you've heard enough of me solo rattling off today. I'll speak to you later in the week. Stay safe, wear your masks, and I'll speak to you later. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.